Hello and welcome to another My Tunes podcast here at manxradio.com.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
If there was ever a good time on this programme to have a My Tunes guest from the Isle of Man post office, it's got to be leading up to Christmas. So who better to join me this week than Maxine Cannon, who is general manager of stamps and coins for the Isle of Man Post Office. Welcome, Maxine.
Hello, Mark, and hello, Isle of Man, and the rest of the world, and the nation station, Max Radio.
Marvellous to have you here. I know we better tell everybody we are socially distanced because you're in one studio, I'm in the other, even though we sound like we're next door.
Absolutely.
But we're doing it all properly. What a busy time of year for you guys.
Oh, gosh, yes. So the whole of the Isle of Man Post Office is geared up to do what we do best, and that's to deliver letters, parcels, and whatever else you need from the Isle of Man Post Office, weather permitting, of course, and logistical problems. But there's nothing we can't overcome, and I have it on good authority from Father Christmas himself that everything will be delivered by Christmas Eve.
That is good news. Just before we talk about you growing up, the post office, is it seeing fewer Christmas cards than it used to?
Yes, volumes are down, but the emotion of sending a Christmas card is still there for so many people. As I always say, you can't put a text message of Christmas on a mantelpiece, and a card just conveys so much more, and we should all be doing it.
Good idea. Thank you. Let's talk about you growing up here on the Isle of Man.
Yes, born on the 27th of April 1961 at the Jane Crucall Maternity Home to Hilda and Joseph Falconer.
And where was home?
Home started off actually at the Braid. We lived in a little croft there, and my dad worked at the Sefton. He was a head waiter in the great days and of tourism on the Isle of Man. And then we moved into Douglas. We had a boarding house on Bucks Road, and I went to Timmel Street School for Girls until 11, and then Balcombe Park Road, St. Ninian's, where we went co-educational.
Ooh, boys.
Never mix with the boys.
Boys coming in. When you were out at the Braid, did it feel like you were miles away from anywhere back in those days?
Oh, well, I was out at the Braid Hall a couple of weeks ago, and I reminisced with Dot Tilbury, my great friend, that Dad would come home from doing the lunch at the Sefton, and he'd take me and my brother Stephen up into the hills just at the back of the little croft, Stugadoo, where he'd always bring home these little packets of Cadbury's biscuits. There's about four little shortbread biscuits in a chocolate cupboard. And in all weathers, he'd take us out for a little gander. We left there when I was four.
Oh, yeah.
But that was the memory that stuck with me. And of course, it was absolutely a howling gale when we were up there two or three weeks ago at a fundraiser. And that's what I remembered. In all weathers, we go up and enjoy the Manx countryside. And that's lived with me forever.
Yeah, and it's still just a beautiful spot to this day.
Well, they call it the Plains of Heaven, you know, on the road. And I believe it.
Yeah, it is. It is rather special. We're going to have a bit of Freddie Mercury for your first song. Tell us a little bit what drew you to this.
Well, I just love Queen. And I had the privilege of meeting Brian May a few years ago on post office business.
Lovely.
Fascinated to read that Queen actually came to the Isle of Man in, I think it was 1974, as one of their very earliest performances. My biggest regret is I never went to see them live, but whenever I hear Queen, but particularly Freddie singing Barcelona, I'm drawn back to a holiday we had. And I recall going past the Olympic Stadium in Barcelona and thinking, my goodness, Marie Morgan raced in the Barcelona Olympics and came fourth. And how marvellous for our little island that, you know, we've got people who've gone out into the world and done wonderful things. So walking up the Ramblas with the family and just the colour and, you know, the vibrancy of Barcelona, and then Freddie singing it with Montserrat Caballé just brings it all back. And if you can sing, I think you can overcome most things.
Christmas is coming. The post office are doing their best to sort everything out for you. So who better to have as my MyTunes guest on this week than Maxine Cannon, General Manager, Stamps and Coins at the Isle of Man Post Office. Maxine, yesterday you mentioned getting people onto stamps and you touched on Brian May. Was that something you were doing, stamps involving him?
Well, no, actually, what it was, we had the great honour and privilege to produce postage stamps for the 100 years of relativity, Einstein's theory, and also Professor Stephen Hawking. And there was an event in Tenerife, of all places, called Starmus, where Professor Hawking was there at the time when we issued the stamps. And it might sound all glamorous, but I arrived there due to travel problems at about 2 o'clock in the morning and left again at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And Professor Brian May is obviously a physicist and very much into astronomy. So he was at the conference and is a friend, obviously, of Professor Hawking. And that's where I met him, along with Professor Hawking. But in the middle of all that, there was a threat on Professor Hawking's life. And it was a lady who'd been stalking him. So I was in this ante room and the place went into lockdown and they thought it was me.
Oh, no.
So I said, well, I've only come to present a few stamps, you know, with my Manx flag.
Yeah. Did they find out who it was? And
it was a lady who had been known to the authorities and known to the Hawking Foundation at that time. And she was arrested. But it makes for a great story,
doesn't it? Certainly
does.
You know, the Manx stamps are so collectible right around the world. I mean, we all like to collect them here, I know, but you must get lots of inquiries from far away about the Manx stamps, the limited editions.
Absolutely. We take huge pride in sending these little bits of postage stamps to every corner of the world. And when the Olympics were on in Japan, when we had our Olympic stamps, again, Marie was part of that issue, and Peter Kenyuk and Mark Cavendish and Maurice Herriot and all these great Manx people, a huge number went out to Japan and we were thrilled by it.
Today's song is a bit special. Tell me all about it.
So Lift Me Up on Eagle's Wings is a real favourite of mine, and the kids sometimes go mad because I sit there and I have it as high as it'll go and sing along to it because it's inspirational, but at the same time it's very calming and reassuring. The Lord will lift you up in the palm of his hand and you shouldn't fear. Faith comes in very many shapes and forms and everybody has their own faith, and it's always been a comfort to me to know that somebody somewhere is always looking out for me. And I know I've been blessed with a great family and great parents, but I do believe that there's something for all of us to be drawn to, and Lift Me Up on Eagle's Wings is one of those. I would encourage people to look around us and be kind and generous of spirit and never be frightened to press the pinball of life, as I call it, and just make that first effort, because you just don't know what joy it'll bring another person. And I have to thank Manx Radio, because back in 2018, Christy and Beth Espy asked me to come up and do a radio programme, similar, you know, about Christmas. And I'd kind of lost myself a little bit at that time. And by them reaching out to me, it gave me a bit of confidence back. I was reminded of what I was. And that's the power of radio over social media, in that actually speaking to someone. And you actually, when you're in an interview, you forget that whoever else is listening. And I just think we should be able to say nice things to people and not feel that we have to do it, but we want to do it. And that's where You Lift Me Up on Eagle's Wings gives you that faith.
Thank you.
of the Lord, who abide in his shadow for life. Say to the Lord, my refuge, my rock, in whom I trust, and he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. You need not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Under his wings your refuge, his faithfulness your shield. For to his angels he's given a command to guard you in all of your ways. Upon their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And he will raise you up on eagle's wings, breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. Bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you, and hold you, and hold you, hold you.
This week on My Tunes, my guest is Maxine Cannon. Maxine, General Manager, Stamps and Coins, a linchpin of our post office here on the Isle of Man. But Maxine, I haven't asked you yet. How did you get into the post office? How did all this happen?
Well, it was lucky for the Isle of Man Bank, really, because my first job was at the Isle of Man Bank, but I couldn't balance. I was no good at balancing anything.
Very honest.
So lucky for them. And at that time, there was a guy called, still around, Richard Kennish, who told me what a wonderful place the post office was. So I applied for the job. My dad was horrified. He said, Maxine, you can't be jumping around jobs like this. You've got to stick at something and give it a good go. And anyway, I got the job on the 1st of June, TT Week 1981, and I've had the best career ever. I would recommend it to anyone, and I celebrated 40 years on the 1st of June, 2021.
Well, congratulations. So it was a good move that you couldn't balance up your books.
Absolutely. And secondly, it was a good move that I was never sent to the counters at the post office.
Oh, right. Well, that would have been just as bad.
That would have been absolutely as bad. Well, I mean, worse, because at least pound notes are a bit bigger than little stamps.
You've got a lovely story. Before we get to today's song, a rather special version of it that you've got for the post office. 12 Days of Christmas post office. How did this come about?
Well, maybe 5 or 6 years ago now, myself and some others decided that we should have a post office carol service. We should reinvent it. It was something that was a mainstay of the post office year many years ago. And we just felt we needed to come together and just, again, be nice to one another. No conflicts, nothing, just be nice and recognise what we all mean to one another, really. And I have to say that my career has been all the better for the wonderful people that have helped me in the post office, my colleagues past and present. And without them, I just wouldn't have been able to achieve all the wonderful memories I've got. So we came up with the 12 days of a post office Christmas.
Right.
And this is to bring in all the elements, because stamps and coins couldn't do what it does without the jigsaw of the rest of the business. On the 12th day of Christmas, I'll go backwards.
Go backwards, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have 12 first class letters.
Yeah.
11 pillar boxes. 10 US dollars. 9 first day covers. This is for the oldies. 8 postal orders.
Oh, yeah.
7 archive boxes. 6 mail solutions. That's for our friends in IMS. 5 Christmas stamps, which this year is Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, which has obviously got a great resonance with the Isle of Man. And sincere thanks to Isle of Man Railways and that, because they just help us out without question. 4 track and trace.
Yep.
So I hope you've all got your numbers ready for any parcels that haven't turned up yet. 3 Lecky vans. We're going green.
Oh, that's good. That's very, very modern on,
yes,
on message.
And we're hugely proud of our biosphere status. We were one of the original partners to sign up to the biosphere and the great work that they do. And one of our buildings is totally eco. 2 saving stamps. Now, people might think they're a thing of the past, but I know when my mum was going to collect her pension, collecting her £5 saving stamps for the Christmas presents, and saving up for all sorts of things, still has a place in this world. You know, we're not all digital.
Yeah, fair dues.
You know, cash is king. And 1 post and go. We've just brought in Click and Collect, which is a big step forward in people being able to, businesses at the moment, postage online. So, and a parcel under my, under Mark's tree.
Perfect. You can sing along to it, any version you like. Here we go.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 2 turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my
true love gave to me
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 geese a day,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 drummers drumming,
8 maids a milking,
7 swans a swimming,
6 geese a laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
10 pipers
is piping.
Nine drummers drumming.
Eight maids are milking.
Seven swans are swimming.
Six geese are laying.
Five golden rings.
Four calling birds.
Three French hens.
Two turtle doves.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Calling birds.
Three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 lords a-leaping,
11 ladies dancing,
10 pipers piping,
9 drummers drumming,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yesterday, hopefully, we got you singing along on My Tunes with the 12 Days of Christmas. Well, goodness me, if we can't play that this week, when can we play it? My guest all this week is Maxine Cannon. She's still with us. And Maxine, I can't thank you enough for coming in. I know it's a busy time, but you've torn yourself away, and thank you.
No, thank you. The Nation Station.
We get you doing the jingles later, I think. A bit of jingle recording. Today, we're going to talk about an amazing piece of music in a minute. It's a piece of music that I'm incredibly fond of as well. We might share a few reminiscences later. But you said you went into the post office yesterday. Was it in the 80s? You went
1981.
Was there any time when you thought about leaving the Isle of Man?
I was on Cold Mail opening and we had letters flying in from all over the world at that time. And a letter came in and it was signed Cyrus Quilliam, a fellow Manxman. And he was one of our account holders. And anyway, he was reminiscing a bit about, being born on the Isle of Man. And I thought, oh, I'll send him an examiner. We did things like, well, we still do. We send kippers to different people. And if you get all our Mensa questions right, you get a pair of kippers. So kippers is king. There was an exhibition out in Melbourne at the exhibition halls, which Sir William Kane, another Manx person, was formerly the mayor of Melbourne. And it's in memory of him that this exhibition hall was named. And I thought, could I go and live in Australia? Would I like Australia? So at that time, I was kind of, might have been drawn to emigrating. But you know what? There's so much more here. And I made the right decision. Yeah. This really came home to me on Timwell Day this year. I went down in the evening and the borders had just opened, as you remember, and things were opening up. And my friend Alison is in the Alan Vannon Pipes and Drums, and they played at Highland Cathedral. And standing there with the Celtic music coming out of the tent, people in traditional Manx costume, our community was all around, and listening to Highland Cathedral with the Manx flag, I might cry.
That's quite all right.
With the Manx flag, so proud.
Yeah.
And the sun setting on our national day, I just thought, my goodness, this is heaven on earth. And I know we've got problems, but none of them are insurmountable if we remind ourselves that we're all part of the one island. And at the same time, we can't be so insular that we just look at ourselves, because we've got so much to give the rest of the world. And it gives me huge pleasure when I see people like a local girl, Anya Jackson, an illustrator, artist, is producing our a set of stamps for us in January. And she's educated, born and bred here, and she's doing, like so many others, I'm not picking Anya for any particular reason, out in the wider world, and so proud of their Manx roots at the same time. So when I heard Highland Cathedral on the 5th of July 2021, I thought, do you know what? If we just keep our faith in ourselves and welcome humanity, I know that sounds a bit naff.
No, it doesn't.
But
not
if we welcome humanity into our lives, we'll all be so much better for it. And I go back to the pinball of life. You've got to press the pinball. Otherwise, you just don't know what's out there. And you don't know the experiences that you're going to give others. And likewise, they're going to share with you. And we'll all be better for it. We'll all learn something. But at the root of everything is our Manxness and our heritage and traditions. And we can go out into the world just, you know, now more than ever, just as William Cain did all those years ago. Cyrus Quilliam, when he was 13, he went out and made it in Australia, but he never forgot where he came from. And that's what came to me when people came home after the borders opened and were able to join their families on our National Day.
It's been quite a week, Maxine. Thank you so much for joining us for My Tunes. We're going to play the track Highland Cathedral in just a second. But if you've enjoyed this and you'd like a little bit more of Maxine, there's a bit more to come on the podcast that is coming out later today. Maxine, thank you for joining us on My Tunes and happy Christmas.
And I'd like to wish all customers of the Isle of Man Post Office season's greetings, peace and happiness with your friends and family. And remember, it's always better by letter.
Highland Cathedral, just beautiful. And thank you for joining us on the podcast, because we've got a little bit extra for you, because we're going to talk a little bit about the Manx National Anthem with Maxine Cannon.
Earlier this year, there were two events that reminded me of the National Anthem. First of all, my 60th birthday in April, where I thought, oh, Land of Our Birth is the perfect opener to my party at the Forge, where I had all friends and family, and it was just great to be able to share time together, given where we've all come from. And then secondly, it's the 30th anniversary of, I think it's called the Equality Act, Original Equality Act, that gave more freedoms to the people of the island and brought us in line some way with current thinking at that time. And my friend Alan Shea and Stephen Moore asked me, would I introduce the National Anthem? Because they pinched the idea from my party. So when I looked at the words, it just, and I think we should all look at them quite honestly and remind ourselves of them, not just the first verse and Built Firm as Bar Rule. So as we go down, in hardship and toil that power both the land and the sea. Well, if ever there was a case, you know, in COVID and now with the, you know, the final mile, you know, the importance of having our own agricultural base and to be able to feed ourselves with high quality product, and thank goodness for the dairies and, you know, all those people that saw us through.
Yeah.
I thought that, you know, resonated with our times. Take heart that you can and think of the man who told by the Lake Galilee. Well, that draws on faith.
Yeah.
And when fierce tempest smote that frail little boat, well, my goodness, yesterday.
Yeah.
What a day, but such power, you know, in the Irish Sea. And in part, it was quite magnificent, but oh, God love the sunken gardens. But they did their job. That's what they're there for, yeah, is to gather the water. You know, the Edwardians knew that, and that's why, as I understand it, the prom's there. Yeah. So I love stormy days, so long as I'm not on the Ben McCree or the Manannan. Lift up their voice, no danger, our homes can befall. Well, we've got to stand up for what we believe in, and we shouldn't be frightened if we're, and nobody should make us fearful. If we don't think something is right, we should be, or appropriate, we should all be able to say our piece. And then we come to a conclusion. We might not like the conclusions all the time, but we should be able to be grown up about it and mature enough to make a decision and act on it. And then people get behind that decision. So that was another bit, lift up their voice. Our green hills and rocks encircle our flocks. Mm. Well, my most happiest time is when we're out on picnics and the whole family come together and we all bring our bits of food and the games. And one day down at Chapel Beach at Port St. Mary, it was the most glorious summer's day. The Bay of Port St. Mary was glistening, and we all just came together. And those are the memories that live with me forever. As I recalled earlier in the week when I was talking about going with Dad to the back of the farm at on the Clanner Road.
Yeah.
I think that's where it all started, quite frankly. And then we come, our island thus blessed, no foe can molest. Well, foes come in many shapes and forms, and we've got to be wary. We should never be taken for a ride. And recognise what we've got to protect. Our grain and our fish shall increase. Well, if ever there was a time that we just need to be conscious of what we're putting into the water and into the land, it's now. Because, as I've just referenced, given the challenges of food and supply, we have all here pretty much. We've got to look after it. And then crowneth our nation with peace. And that's again is peace in our homes, peace in our workplace, to know that we're all doing the right thing, and peace of mind. We've got to look out for one another. And then let us rejoice. Well, my goodness, we have so much to be thankful for, and it might not seem like it's something to celebrate, or we might think, you know what, well, they've got more than I've got, or I haven't got as much as them, or whatever it might be. But in everybody's world, there's got to be something to rejoice about. So much these days tries to knock you down. And as I said earlier in the week, lose confidence in yourself. Yeah. Think of something that you know you can do, or you can do that somebody else can't do, because we've all got it in us. And rejoice in yourself and get confidence back. And that's where, you know, through Manx Radio at that time, back in 2018, I found something that gave me confidence back. And then each single hour we trust in his power, no evil our souls can betide. And that's again, evil drags you to a place, or bitterness, not turning the other cheek, or whatever it might be, just takes you up to a place where it's a downward spiral. There's no positive to harbouring bad thoughts or bearing grudges. I mean, I don't say you should ever forget if somebody's not been nice to you, or they've done harm to you or your family or your colleagues. But the root of all evil, they say, and if you can find a way to move yourself out of that mode, then the national anthem's done all it says it's got to do on the box.
You know what? It's fascinating going through it like that, because, as you said, we sing the first verse and that's pretty much it normally. But it is a beautiful anthem. I think so many people, when they hear it, if they don't know it, they think, oh, that's good. And it is a great tune, as well as very powerful words. And thank you for going through it today.
Thank you. I've thoroughly enjoyed the experience, and it's reminded me about lots of things. So there you go.
Maxine Cannon, happy Christmas again, and thank you.
Happy Christmas to everyone.
Thank you for joining us for the extended podcast version of My Tunes with Maxine Cannon. There'll be a whole new series of guests coming your way in 2022, and I can't wait to bring them to you. I'm Mark Tiley. Join me on The Morning Show, The Sean Morning Show. We're back from Tuesday, the 4th of January. And thank you again for dropping by.